The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Time for a footy update now for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. Catching up with Scotty Cummings, legendary goal kicker.
That's a better intro than I normally get, Tim. I like that. Now, how are you, mate?
Yeah, really well, thanks. I don't mind giving you that one, Scotty. I'm a Bombers man myself, and you did some wonders for us back in the day.
You got a very good memory. It was a long, long time ago.
Speaking of the Bombers, Scotty, Job Watson, big retirement this week.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was huge. And I just handled this press conference with the class and dignity, I suppose, and a bit of humour that he has. That he's shown across his entire career. I think he's been an absolute star, Job, an absolute ornament to the game, a great footballer, a Brownlow medalist in my eyes and many. And I think it's a sad day to see such a great go. But this time of year, certainly this year too, we've seen some absolute champion players hang up the boot.
Yeah, not wrong. Another one to bite the dust this week, Scotty, was Rocket Eade from the Gold Coast Suns, the first coach of the season to fall.
Yeah, oh, Rocket, who's a great man, Rocket. I've had a bit to do with him off-field. He's just a terrific bloke. And has provided many entertainment in the coach's box, hasn't he? With he gets fired up.
He's one of the more animated coaches in the league.
Tell me, he's not passionate about the game. He's an absolute star. So, disappointing. He couldn't get that group to play the footy that they're supposed to be playing, I guess, when you have those draft concessions and you put all this together. Did get hit with some fairly decent injuries along the way as well, but I certainly won't subscribe into the fact that he inherited a basket case. I think the playing group have got a whole lot to answer for. I think it's insulting to Guy McKenna as well that people suggest such a thing, that it was a broken machine when he got there.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I think they've got some player issues, got some culture issues, and I think that starts at the top of the playing group. So we'll see what happens next year.
Definitely.
When that top of the playing group isn't there anymore.
Yeah, well, that's probably looking more likely as well, isn't it?
That was nicely veiled, wasn't it?
Definitely. Well, that's another talking point altogether, but we might save that one for a little bit later in the season when we know more about it.
That's right, we'll wait and see.
Exactly. Let's finish it off, Scotty, with a game tonight. It's the Great Western, always a great game between the Western Bulldogs and Greater Western Sydney. And GWS have got some outs. You know a thing or two about spearhead full forwards, and it looks like both Cameron and Patton could both be missing for GWS.
Yeah, Patton will be tested. I don't think he'll play. Cameron's still out with his nasty hamstring as well. So I mean, with those boys missing, they're big outs. But look, they got the job done last week against the D's. I actually tipped Melbourne a win. I thought they'd get up and beat them, and maybe that's the turning point for GWS, because they've been horribly out of form, and maybe this is the time now that they just start building gradually over the next 3 weeks and then hit September flying. So I've said all along that whoever's list is in the best nick come September are in a really good position. And this flag's there for the pinching. And it can be absolutely stolen this year. And if you've got a fit list leading into it and playing some decent footy, then you're big, big chance. Maybe GWS, this will be a real good test for them against the Doggies. They're a little rejuvenated, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to be. A couple of good wins lately.
Yeah, they've been excellent. Geez, wouldn't it be terrific if they could find some form as well and find some serious September footy form, and they play that exciting brand that won them the flag last year. Geez, it'd be great. So this game, I think everyone remembers the prelim last year. This could be another little teaser towards what could be a great finals matchup if they do cross paths. I reckon the Giants. Well, I don't want them to. I want the Doggies to win. But I think the Giants are just starting to build a bit, and unfortunately, I think they might roll them. But that's good news for everyone out there, because I know my tips have been putrid this year.
So you and me both.
It doesn't rule out the Doggies altogether, that's for sure.
Good on you, Scotty. Thanks very much for that. I know I'm looking forward to September. We're almost there, and lots of footy heads around the country are as well. Scotty Cummings there for Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. For your nearest Mitre 10, check out mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.